Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1574. We're learning today Lilin Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Ravaran Zisa Lilin Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Rafu Shlema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we started going through the Sefer Klolim a little bit last year. We're trying to spread it out. As we mentioned, the Sefer Klolim has four beautiful Sfarim on Muksa. Worked a little bit from the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas. So we're just spreading it around here and there. In general, most of the Halachas, obviously, are brought from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabru, and so on. And the Haintika Paiskim, but we just want to spread it out and do it from various different Sfarim, whereby it makes it a little bit easier with cases and so on. Okay, so the Sefer Klolim started talking about in our category of Muksan, page Mem Dalid of Chasarin Kis, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, and he explained to us that it's all in the Das. He brought it from the, like we said last time, from the Bir Halacha, Mishabru, and so on, that it's all in the Das of the Bailam, the Das of the owner. Meaning that, and the example we gave, a very interesting example, somebody could have a laptop whereby one person the laptop could be chasarin kis, and one person the laptop could be because one person has on their laptop very precious information, and the other person, whatever, I couldn't care less about that information, whatever. For me, it's no use. But the person who it's the information of their business, cheshbonis or whatever, and they have on their laptop, and they're very machbid that nothing should happen to it, and they set it aside, and so on. And they're very careful. Obviously, something happens, they're in big trouble. So, but be it as it may, so for them, it's chasarin kis. So the point is, what we're trying to get at, that the Sefer Klolim explained to us that when we say chasarin kis, even though for me, I'm very makbid on this one thing, somebody else is not makbid, so it becomes classified by the owner's das, the owner of the item, and if they feel it's precious and this and that, with the guidelines that we spoke about, so then it becomes chasarin kis for everybody. In other words, not for the other guy might say, well, for me, it's only classified as muksa klisha malach de le'iser, right? No, so we say once the owner is makbid on it to the extent with the conditions needed for chasarin kis, so then it's muksa machmas chasarin kis in that category for everybody and not just the owner. So that's the way that we look at it. Okay, and then we mentioned also, which is the Chazarov, we said you could have two different laptops, worth the same amount of money physically, right? And it's even the same company or whatever, whereby one could be chasarin kis and one could be malach de le'iser because of the fact of the information on it or whatever and so on. And sometimes there's one whereby the children play where nobody could care less. Something like that would just be, and nobody's makbid on it, something like that would just be klisha malach de le'iser, where the person's makbid on, they have the information and so on, their business or whatever. Whatever, obviously that would be chasarin kis for everybody. Okay, so I just wanted to bring one more example he brings down over here. There's a Sefer Klolim, interesting. He brings the reference to a saw. Somebody has a saw. He says, Nesa Shabala Makbid Alav. Somebody has a special saw that they use. Let's say they're a carpenter. Right, and this saw they cut woods in a special way or whatever, and they're very mocked, but something happens to this saw. Obviously a saw in general is a klisha malachta le'iser, right? We understand that. And it's an electrical saw, whatever the case might be, or it could be a regular saw. Nowadays, in general, I think most of the saws are regular electrical saw, but it's a special type of saw that does a certain type of job that I use, and I'm a carpenter, and it's very precious to me. And I don't want anybody, it might not be worth a lot of money, like we said last time, right? But nobody, I don't want anybody touching me. If something happens to this saw, I'm in big trouble. Whereby the other guy, again, the same thing. The other guy, whatever, it's a saw, I cut wood. I couldn't care less about this saw. I cut wood, it breaks, I buy another one, whatever. So one person could look at it, it's a regular klisha malach de le'iser, but the owner of it, he's a carpenter in a special type, and this is the one that he needs, he found, or whatever. So for him, it would be chasarin kis because he's makbid. So he brings this down as an interesting example. That even though this regular saw for everybody, it's a saw, I cut wood, whatever. A regular person who's not a carpenter, I couldn't care less. It sits in my garage. If it breaks, I get another one, whatever. But if it's a carpenter, has a special type, For him, he's more mock, but this is his parnasa. Let's say, I'm just giving an example. It could be anything or whatever the case is, where he has a special hobby and he's very, this is like his special source, special, you know, everybody, as we know, mechanics and whatever, carpenter, plumbers, electricians, they always have those special tools, those special ones that they like best. So that's, you know, for a regular person, it could be whatever, who cares less. I have this screwdriver, that screwdriver. But sometimes a person has, person who does this for a living, has their special ones that they, that is very precious to them, because this is the one that they like a lot. Okay, but be it as it may, so it says also l'chol echad l'taltol k'din muksa machmas chasar in kis. This saw, k'shebal hanesa, the owner of the saw, he said, the owner of the saw makbid l'shtamish by rak l'neser eitzim. That he, the owner of the saw, it's very makbid, it should only be used, that he himself uses it to cut this wood. V'l'shtamishes acheris, it shouldn't be used for anything else. Why? Because it might break. It's very sharp and everything, and if it, and the blades might break, the blades might bend, or whatever the case is, and it's very makbid. Some say that also it should have should be expensive. There should be a place set aside for it. It should be expensive. Okay, but depending on, we saw it's a machlekes. You don't bedafka need all these things we spoke about in the past. But the bottom line is a person is very makbid that it should not get ruined. And also the taltal. Then we say it's also the taltal neser. Also the taltal neser zeh. Afilu lemisha eino makbid lehishtamesh b'neser. Even one who is not worried about moving this saw around or using it for something else, the other person who couldn't care less, as they say, for him would also be chaser in case. Also, talta less is that feel the misha in a makbid leshtamish benesek is that leshtamish acheres ilu hayu lai, if it would have been his, right? That's what he's saying. In other words, the other person, he wouldn't be mocked, but if he would own this sword, the same sword that he would own, right? Ilu hayu life, this will be ilu hayish life, this will be his, he would have whatever, he couldn't care less. But since it belongs to the person who's this, let's, for example, I'm just giving an example, the carpenter or whatever, and he's very makbid, so it's his das that makes this saw chasarin kis instead of the klisha malachta le'issa, whereby the other person, if he would own it, for him it might be klisha malachta le'issa, but since this carpenter person owns it and he's very makbid and this and that, like we said, like the laptop type thing, so it would be chasarin kis for everybody. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.